Shea 106 on the Doc and Woody radio program. Man, it's amazing how things change from day to day. Earlier this week, a slew of phone calls, people running down Randall, cyclists very upset with Randall. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And what was the other day before that? Did they like you or hate you?
They hated him intensely for the national anthem.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Don't bring that up. I'm
too late.
I like the guy.
Yeah. There's more to life than being politically correct, one guy said. Yeah. Politically correct. Whoa. Yeah. And then yesterday you were politically incorrect.
Yeah.
And today...
It's nice to see that somebody is sticking up for Canada and that has the balls to do it. So go, Randall, go.
Go, Randall, go today.
Hey, you got balls.
Big balls.
You're right, Randall.
Yeah.
Hey, there you go.
Okay.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, yeah.
I really enjoyed the rant this morning.
There you go. All right, so. Yeah.
You're feeling the love.
The sun is shining.
You keep throwing enough pasta against the wall, it's eventually going to stick.
Good one, Doc.
And today, Randall stuck.
I've heard another term used, never pasta.
No.
I was trying to think of what do I throw against the wall? Oh, yeah, I throw pasta against the wall once in a while to see if it's
just that's what we do, yeah.
See, I can see Doc with a fistful of spaghetti.
Don't you do that?
Yeah.
When you want to see if the pasta is ready, you throw it against the wall, and if it sticks,
I'm sure you do that in your home. Your wife would kill you.
Well, she doesn't. Well, I don't do it when she's in the kitchen.
Oh.
She doesn't know I do that.
Oh, okay.
You're right, though. If she saw me do it, she would.
Well, she knows now, by the way.
And when he throws the spaghetti sauce against the wall and it doesn't run down, it's ready.
Supper's ready.
Anyway, if you missed Randall's rant, it's on again after the 8:30 news.
Don't ever invite me to dinner. I don't want to see that.
7:42, Doc and Woody Radio Show.
Want to sell your